Listen, it's the Vert Show.
So I've been keeping something in the dark for a few weeks because I've been trying to process it, but I think I'm finally ready to talk about it. A good friend of mine, really good friend of mine, passed away recently. And when it rains, it pours. I've been going through a lot of things, but this one was like, I just didn't even want to deal with it.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, dude.
I appreciate y'all. And I know I haven't processed it because I haven't cried yet. And that's normally the telling sign for me. But I wasn't sure how to talk about it. And I think I was trying purposely to distract myself because I just didn't want to deal with it in full transparency. But this guy, this is a guy I grew up with. I went to high school with. We played ball together. He was a part of my life, my entire life, for most of it. And he's honestly the greatest dude I've ever known. Like, the guy is just such a great guy that I think when I was thinking about coming in here and speaking about him, how do I want to talk about him? How do I want him to be represented? And I feel like with his personality and the way he lived his life, it wouldn't be for me to come in here and cry and be sad. That's not who he was. That's not what he was about. He was the kind of person that just never really seemed to care about himself. It was always about everybody else. He's the most selfless person I've ever known. Always wanted to help, never wanted the credit for helping. And so I was like, I'm trying to think of a couple of stories that I think would represent him in a good light, in the light that I always saw him in. And a couple stories came to mind. And the first one, which was like unbelievable to me to this day, we were all going on vacation one time. I'll never forget this. It was like four guys. And there was a kid that was lost in the airport. And we're on our way to the flights, and this kid is frantically trying to find his parents. He missed the flight to make sure that kid found his parents. Like, we all got on the flight. He didn't get on the flight. Took, I think, maybe 8 hours away from his vacation. And when he finally got there, we're all like, what happened? Are you okay? He's like, yeah, he found his parents. It's fine. Let's go party. Like, he didn't want to thank you, didn't want the credit, didn't want anything. Literally didn't even hesitate to help that kid go find his parents before he got on that flight to go enjoy his life. That perfectly represents the kind of person he was. And I think of another time when we were working together at this store, which we all did not like this job, but it was a job. It was one of our first jobs. It was what we did, what we had to do. And we got this really rude customer one day. I mean, I don't know what was going on with this woman, but she came in there cursing, and she was doing a lot. And he was taking it on. He was taking the abuse, trying to calm her down, trying to still enlighten her day, even though she was being so rude. And it bothered me to see that he did that and that she was being so rude and he was being so nice. And so I was a bit rude back to her because I just couldn't take it anymore. And so later on in the day, when the management got there, they sat us all down and they were like, you know, we had got a complaint from a customer and we need to know who it was. And so before I could get up and say, all right, it was me, he stands up and says, it was me. So I'm looking at him like, bro, what are you doing? No, it wasn't. He looks at me like, shut up. I got this. So I'm like, okay. So he takes the blame for it. Ends up getting fired. I call him afterwards. I'm like, why would you do that? Like, you didn't have to do that for me, man. I know you. I appreciate it. You my guy. But why'd you do that? He's like, what are you talking about? Like, stop being so full of yourself. I didn't do that for you. I hated that job. I was looking for any reason to leave. why does it have to be about you, Mo? I'm like, what? He's like, man, he's like, this made my day to be done with that job. But that's just the kind of person he was. And I even remember another time where this was at a point in my life when I was really trying to find my way as an artist. And I was working with Murder, Inc. at the time. And if you're not familiar with hip-hop, there was a time when Murder, Inc. was a really, really big record label. It was Ja Rule, Ashanti, Irv Gotti, Lloyd, the list goes on. And they asked me to come into this studio right around the time when they were really peaking. And this was when they were beefing with 50 Cent. And it was like, it was a widely known beef. This beef has been going on for years. And this was like at the heart of it. And I remember being so young at that time that I was like, intimidated to go in there and try to write for these dudes. And I didn't really know anybody, but they knew I was talented. They wanted me to come in there. So I had to call somebody to at least come with me. And he came to mind because I knew he'd be the one person that I knew that was not afraid. And he would go in there, he would have my back, and he would just support me through whatever I needed to do. And one of the most memorable moments of my life, in the middle of this beef with these two artists, I asked him to come. He shows up. We're sitting in what they call the writing room. And I'm trying to come up with ideas to write. Everyone is. So as they turn the music off, we're all kind of in our corners writing. Everybody that you can think of is in this room, from Ja Rule to Irv Gotti to Lloyd. Everybody in the label is in this room. A phone goes off. It's his phone. It's as loud as it could be. It's playing a 50 Cent song. The whole room pauses. Everybody stops. I mean, you could cut the tension with a knife. It was like, I was sitting there like, you have got to be kidding me, dude. You came in here with a 50 Cent ringtone, and this is when, like, ringtones was a real big deal.
We bought them.
Yeah, exactly. So now they know you paid for it. You're supporting him. Like, you are completely ops at this point. So I'm sitting there in a full-blown panic thinking, like, we are about to get hurt. Like, this is not going to end well. And I'll never forget this dude just calmly, patiently trying to find his phone, like not even in a panic, not in a rush, saying, give me a second. He finds it. He turns it off and he goes, well, that wasn't fun. Where were we? Like nothing happened. And everybody is just sitting there looking at him. And I think because his demeanor was so non-threatening and non-worried that it kind of just leaked through the room. Mm-hmm. And at a point of where I feel like everybody probably would have gotten angry and maybe even volatile in that moment, his whole demeanor of like, yeah, sorry about that. Anyway.
It like loosened the room up a little bit.
It lightened the room up. Yeah. And it got me a writing credit for one of Aloyd's songs that day. And that's just the kind of guy he was. And I will always miss him. I love him. And cheers to his family. I'm thinking about y'all. But what a great guy. We lost somebody really special.
Sorry for your loss, man.
Thank you.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.